President of the Barbados Association of Professional Engineers, Lieutenant Colonel Trevor Brown, has traced the recent blackouts at the Barbados Light and Power Company where he formerly worked to a false sense of complacency in this country.
And unfortunately, this attitude underestimates the rate of change happening in this world as we speak, particularly over the last decade or two. The change has been exponential. I mean, it is actually ridiculous. So the platform in which we are working has been changing across the world, and we have been building our laurels on a history of success in an era when things didn't change like that. And what has happened, quite frankly, is that we have lulled ourselves into a sense of false security.
Speaking on Brass Tacks Sunday, he linked the blackouts we face to a broader national problem.
So I think that the problem with BLNP is the same problem that we actually saw, that we see with potholes and that we see with sick buildings. I mean, I don't know if people understand the extent to which we have buildings in Barbados valued in the hundreds of millions of dollars just sitting idly for no clear reason. I put it to you that there is a common fundamental problem that we need to address. And when we understand that problem, we will see what is happening, what has happened at Barbados Light and Power, which, if you ask me, was quite predictable. It was just a matter of when and what will be the initiating cause of it. But you cannot sit in a world that is changing at a phenomenal rate and plan to continue doing what you've always done without expecting serious consequences.
Lieutenant Colonel Brown believes the time has come to take a fresh look at how we regulate the energy sector.
Now, the regulator we have is actually a financial regulator, and their role is to manage the price to the end customer. But I want you and everybody in Barbados to understand that the generation and distribution of electricity, especially in a small, closed society like Barbados without international interconnections, is an extremely complex engineering exercise. I mean, the fact that you can get reliability in the high 90% on an ongoing basis is actually an engineering marvel. It actually took years of hard work by many dedicated people to achieve this. Mm-hmm. But because, as I was saying, you know, the problem is when you are successful, you tend to become complacent. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And complacency in Barbados to the extent where there is not an overall regulatory body so that when problems are discovered, and hopefully with operations like this that are so critical to national security, you want to discover problems proactively. In other words, you actually want to be reading online that this is a problem that can happen and maybe sampling your fuel before it actually is even shipped to Barbados. I mean, you need to get to those kind of stages if you really want to be efficient. Mm-hmm. The problem that I think we have developed for ourselves in Barbados is that even when you have knowledge that the first shipment is bad and you take steps to fix that, who solves the problem? Mm-hmm. Or do you go into a whole mess of people writing letters to one another to different departments, people
all
trying to defend their territories.
Pumps and things being destroyed.
People saying, there's not my problem, that's your problem. Mm-hmm. Why are you passing this on to me? Mm-hmm. These problems need to be solved decisively, aggressively, and proactively upfront by some agency that has the authority to actually do that. Now, I could probably go on to talk a little bit about regulation to say that as part of the move by this government, I have to say, from BAP's perspective, that we are definitely impressed to a large extent by some of the initiatives that have been coming from government. The energy initiative for 100% renewable is actually a brilliant initiative for Barbados. But I don't think anybody, including government, including the ministry, including those people who are involved in executing this, understand the complexity of what they're about to undertake. But some of the good things coming out of it is that there needs to be a relook at the whole question of regulation. If you are going to run something like this in a changing environment where you have to make major decisions on an ongoing basis, there has to be decisive decision making.
Here's a Sagicor financial tip. Did you know that Sagicor Travel Insurance allows you to receive emergency medical treatment if you become ill while overseas? Enjoy the benefit of complete protection from unforeseen risks worldwide. Contact your Sagicor financial advisor to learn more. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.